You're listening to 89.1 KMUW. Kansas's 4th Congressional District, home to acres of rural farmland and the state's largest city, Wichita, has felt the effects of the country's ongoing trade war with China and now the downturn of the aviation industry due to the pandemic. And the two candidates running to represent the district in Washington have different ideas on how to tackle both. KMUW's Nadia Foe spoke with Republican Representative Ron Estes and Democratic candidate Laura Lombard about where they stand on some of the biggest issues in this year's election.
And they think they're going to try to turn Kansas blue. But what are we going to do? Keep Kansas red. That's right. That's right.
At the Wichita stop on the Keep Kansas Great bus tour, incumbent Congressman Ron Estes urged supporters to vote Republican up and down the ballot, including in the 4th district race, where he's seeking a second full term. The former state treasurer won the 2017 special election to fill the 4th district seat held by Mike Pompeo and was reelected in 2018. But his Democratic challenger, trade specialist Laura Lombard, says this election is different, largely because the issues are different.
The coronavirus was not happening 2 years ago. We weren't in an economic downturn 2 years ago.
While Lombard is critical of the government's handling of the coronavirus, Estes gives the federal response high marks. He points to 4 pieces of legislation Congress passed to increase testing, expedite development of a vaccine, establish the Paycheck Protection Program, and provide extended unemployment benefits. With little chance of a new coronavirus relief bill before the election, Estes and other Republicans are now pushing for a narrow bill extending the deadline for businesses to apply for PPP funds.
All in all, I think there were some very good, positive things done. Obviously, the virus is out there in the world, and we're going to continue to have people get affected by that. And we need to, you know, continue to be prudent. You know, wear masks where appropriate. If we're sick, stay home. Wash your hands and help make sure that we follow good hygiene practices as identified by the CDC.
Lombard says the response has been too haphazard. She supports a national mask mandate, a coordinated testing plan, and more coronavirus relief money.
I think that if we were following the same steps that have been outlined and worked for other countries, that economically we would have done better as well. And now, you know, in the fall, probably not been out of it, but at least been in a much better and stronger situation than we are today.
The economic downturn sparked by the pandemic has had a devastating effect on the aviation industry that's vital to the 4th District. Wichita, the air capital of the world, is home to Bombardier Learjet, Textron Aviation, Spirit Aerosystems, and dozens of smaller suppliers. And most, if not all, have had to lay off or furlough workers as demand for aircraft has dwindled as a result of the pandemic and ongoing problems with the Boeing 737 MAX. Estes addressed the issue at a recent debate in Wichita.
The aviation industry has been drastically hit this year, first starting with the 737 MAX and then the COVID situation. My bill, the Aviation Manufacturing Jobs Protection Act, co-introduced with a Democrat, is something that we're working on together. We've got union support to help make that bill work so that we can help keep people employed and keep that skilled workforce here.
But Lombard says the bill, which would protect the 25% of aviation workers most at risk of unemployment, isn't enough. She says the area needs a more diverse economy.
We do need to recognize that our line workers are skilled laborers who can use their skills in multiple sectors. And I think that if we can create an economy that is both strong in aviation, I'm definitely not, you know, anti-aviation by any means, but that we're also adding, again, whether it's clean energy manufacturers, electric car manufacturers.
Manufacturing has been hard hit not just by the coronavirus, but also by the Trump administration's ongoing trade dispute with China. That's raised prices on goods like steel and left farmers without a major export market.
The approach the president's taking with tariffs has obviously impacted businesses, impacted agriculture community. And so he's headed in the right direction in getting some of the cheating that's been done by China and other countries resolved.
I'm a trade person by background. And if it was me, you know, doing our trade policy, I think that we do need to deal with China. We need to deal with the, issues around them stealing our intellectual property and many others. But there are other tools beyond tariffs that one can use. And I think that the phrase "no one wins a trade war" is very true, and that's proving to be the case here. Neither side's winning.
Estes easily won the 2018 race with more than 59% of the vote over James Thompson, who had defeated Lombard in the Democratic primary. But Lombard says her campaign's internal polling shows voters in the district are ready for a new approach in Washington, and she feels good about her chances to turn the district blue for the first time since 1995. For KMUW News, I'm Nadia Foe.